Shine, no offense, but some say ever since the match, you've had a credibility problem on this radio station.
That's fine. Believe what you want.
Can I also say, like, the people that have said, you went too far going after his weight, he would never do that to you. I didn't go after his weight. Mm-hmm. Why is it that Wiggy, Curtis, Greg can all make fun of Shime's weight, and I stand up for him, but the second I say he's a fraud for having Chick-fil-A, I'm the bad guy.
Because we're all fat.
But
so we can shame other fat
people.
But I
don't shame. I'm not shaming
fat
him for
shame
fat.
Fat shame you do it.
I'm shaming him for being a fraud.
Oh, I think you were suggesting that maybe we need to lay off because he's turning into a closet eater, and that's not good. Yeah. Like, that's not good for his mental health. So. Yeah. Maybe we should lay off a little bit. This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you, Shy, first the golf, now it's Chick-fil-A. Let me tell you, you're becoming to be the biggest fraud on WEEI, my
Thanks,
friend.
Thanks, Joe.
You coming across also be a little, look, guys like you, I picture them be a little snitches, too. Like, oh, I saw this, I did. Like Wiggy says, snitches get stitches. You're a fraud. You're a fraud. That's all I got to tell you. You're a fraud.
Yeah. You know what they say, snitches do get stitches.
It's not my fault that people, you know, wanted this to come out.
Yeah.
That know Shime very well.
Well, it was very interesting that you set the over and under at 16. Mm-hmm. So we're like, all right, this seems like really, you know. And
he loves bar pizza. He was talking about it.
Yes.
16 seems like a reasonable amount of slices.
He's like that basketball player where it's like, wait a second. His under was 3 rebounds, and he was out by the first quarter with an eye issue. Like, something don't add up. Like, where I'm expecting, all right, maybe Shime gets to 8, 9.
Yeah.
I had one of the whole pizzas, so I'm like, I can easily put down 16. Yeah. And he loves Bob Pizza.
Nice.
And then when he goes, well, I only had 4? It's like, well, damn, that's way under.
Well, he was full.
I have just obtained some audio of Shime on Thursday afternoon, apparently on the way to the Cape, if you'd like to hear it right now before we get to the rest of the leads.
Yeah.
Yes? Yes. Okay,
go
ahead, Shime.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
Hey, listen.
I like fried chicken.
Also, if I ate at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I wouldn't be full at 8 o'clock at night.
I don't know. It depends on how much you had.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like, oh damn, I already killed my.
Right.
I killed my one cheat day.
Yes.
I had maybe, and I've put down, you know, 2 Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yeah,
and
they sit there.
And if I do it over and under on Chick-fil-A, Shimanola's Chick-fil-A, I think he could easily go over 3 sandwiches.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I feel like we've got a lot accomplished so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, tons.
I'm going to go ahead with today's code word because it is a 2 for Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And if you would like to win Red Sox tickets, you have the opportunity to win all day long today, every hour, starting during the 8 o'clock hour. Couple Red Sox tickets, and the code word, let's just go with chicken. So, is that all right?
Yes.
Code word is chicken. Very simple, because I like fried chicken. So, chicken is the code word. You need to know that all day long, bottom of every hour, to win Red Sox tickets on a 2 for Tuesday. But we have leads left. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, Mayans is a Red Sox lead, and I would say this here. I think we kind of know why the Red Sox have struggled this year. It has nothing to do with the front office. They gave you everything they need. And it's one person, in my opinion, who bears most of that blame. And that is, unfortunately, it's Alex Cora. And the reason why is if you watch yesterday's game, my son and I were watching the game. It's bases loaded, 2 outs. You're up 2-1. You would think you'd have the infielders on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
He has them back. There's a bleeder that's hit the third base. Meyer tries to make a play. Run. They couldn't get it. They score a run. They go up 3-1. Next inning, you end up getting another run. Puts you back up, down to 3-2. Bad decision by Alex Cora. Not knowing in that situation, got to have the infield in. What are they doing back? Then there was another situation. We talked about the Crochet game where he takes Crochet out with 85 pitches. There was a game I was watching early in the year where Abreu's app was supposed to be up for bat. He pinch hits for Abreu, which who was at the time, and right now evenly so, is one of your better hitters. So some of the decisions that Cora has made, and I'm talking on the field managerial decisions, have probably led to maybe 3-5 losses that you as a team have given away because you're questioning what the manager was thinking.
Did he have Campbell hitting cleanup?
He did have Campbell hitting cleanup. Now, the only pass I'll give him on is because Bregman's hurt, and then, I don't know, maybe you're looking to figure out the lineup, and it's kind of switched a little bit. But, yes, he did have Campbell hitting cleanup, who seems like he hasn't been able to hit the baseball since the first couple of games of the year. But when you look at this Red Sox team, there's probably five games that you lost where the manager made decisions where you were going, what the hell is he thinking here?
And Wiggy, it's a great lead. One way to just quickly add to it, the Red Sox lead Major League Baseball in one-run losses.
Mm-hmm.
They are 6-14. And I believe one of those one-run wins was when Cora wasn't here or got ejected. Like, it is any other team with this kind of issue, the focus would entirely be on the manager or the coach.
Yeah.
And this has been an awful year for him. Awful.
And it's like yesterday, everybody knows, Curtis will tell you, he's the baseball guy.
Right.
Bases loaded, two outs. You got to have your infield in to protect for any little, squib, like little bleeder hit that doesn't get enough juice on it, where your infield can make a play. You don't have them, back on the
dirt. Well, with two outs, you wouldn't have the infield in. Because you can go to any base,
right? But in some of the situations, I would have it in because yesterday's game was a proven why. It was a bleed at a third base, and by the time Maya tried to make the play, it was too late. I take my chances there and I can go to any base, and I protect myself from a bleeder, which ultimately lost you the game yesterday. I don't know why you have them that far back.
Now you have no blame on Breslow, even though the bullpen stinks.
I don't put it on the front office this year. They did what they needed to do. And if we're to believe Cora, he was pretty part. I mean, he's basically Belichick light when it comes to manager and front office. Bregman was almost entirely his decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked this to Ken on Saturday while you were at the Nantucket Waffle Fest. I said, who has a more secure job within the organization? Alex Cora or Craig Breslow? And he said Breslow.
Mm.
And I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't put, because I think the bullpen, we even talked about this, Greg, is sometimes you take your starting pitchers out early, and then that leads to the problem that your bullpen might have, because you have this predetermined pitch count that your starters can go, and now you're having to get into your bullpen early. And part of that is on the manager to maybe saying, okay, My starter's doing well. Let's keep him in there.
Weren't you like, don't you claim that you were an all-state catcher or something
all-city,
like that?
Back in the day, all-city.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, everybody is losing their mind over the fact that you got two outs and you want the infield
in. I want the infield in because if you look at yesterday's game, you have to protect for the bleeder.
You keep saying bleeder.
Well, that's what it was.
We've got a bleeder.
I mean, that's what it was. It was basically a dribble down a third baseline. You have to protect for that.
Right, but everybody has their infield in when there's less than two outs because you go home. If there are two outs, it's always the case the infield goes back to normal.
We got a bleeder!
And you never have your infield in with two outs.
Did you?
Never.
And the reason why you have your infield in is because of yesterday. You lost that game 3-2 because you gave away a run in the eighth inning because your infield was back. I agree. You always
Lou Maloney just threw his remote.
Well,
he's
so
mad right now.
And listen, this is all city catching back in the day.
Right.
East Boston High School.
I know.
Coach D, I'll tell you. Okay. Infield in.
Coach D, pause. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it, brother.
Thank you. Just a quick question. In the building tonight, watching the Indiana Pacers, is John Halliburton?
Yes. Yeah.
I like, do we not hold anybody accountable in this country anymore? I thought there was some kind of a ban. I thought he had used up his three chances. He's allowed back in now.
Yeah. Feet cannot be on the hardwood. He is only suite level approved.
Suite level. Not bad. If you're going to be back in the building,
I think he's got to stay out of the building. I don't understand letting him back.
I don't, like, what kind of a ban is it if it's like a one series ban?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
What kind of a lesson is he going to learn about being overly involved in his adult son's professional basketball career if he's not held accountable?
That is true. That is true. Well, maybe they're saying there's no way to get to the court for him to yell at, you know, who they playing in Jalen Brunson in this series. So he's up in the suite.
Okay, so he's allowed in the suite.
He's back in the building.
But he is not allowed on the floor floor adjacent.
Right.
Those floor poor, forward.
The poor kid who got hit with the trash bag, does he now get bumped out because the dad's back in the building?
Oh, I have no idea. All right. Well, those are our leads. If you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is the same number. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox fell to the Brewers in Milwaukee. 3-2 was the final. Garrett Crochet went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 11. Another one with the Brewers tonight. First pitch at 7:40. Mike Monaco will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. The Thunder go up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals with the Timberwolves. They take game 4 128-126. Game 4 in the East is tonight in Indiana. The Pacers lead the Knicks 2-1. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is out for at least 2 weeks for the fever after suffering from a left quad strain. The team made the announcement but didn't indicate when she suffered that injury. In the NHL, the Hurricanes get a win, shutting out the Panthers 3-0 in Florida. Florida leads the East 3-1. The West has game 4 tonight. Edmonton leads Dallas 2-1. And let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending.
Ken and I are scheduled to go see Eric Clapton this fall, so hopefully he makes it. Complete jinx scenario there when you get tickets for a show with Ken Laird and the artist is in his 70s.
You mean Ken's still employed here?
No. I mean Eric Clapton.
Oh.
I mean, they're falling left and right. We were talking about Billy Joel on the show Friday, and now there's some issues with Billy Joel. So.
Yeah, another notch in your belt. Yeah.
Clapton's 80, too.
Huh?
He's 80.
Is he 80,
yeah.
Eric Clapton?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel old.
I'm surprised that Ken's seeing Eric Clapton given his political leanings. This is growth.
He loves Eric Clapton, so I said the two of us could go see Eric Clapton. So I'm looking forward to that. Ken and I have been concert buddies before, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We went to see Van Morrison.
Right.
Stayed out past 9:30. It was wild.
It's kind of crazy.
I thought it was crazy Friday or Thursday night at the Trading Post Lounge. He had 2 Miller Lights. He was like going nuts.
Well, we're back at it again this week.
Right.
Short week for us in the studio. We will be in Newport, Rhode Island on Thursday for pregame at the Landing. And then the roadshow number 3, is at the Lobster Bar in Newport. We have been, I don't know what everybody's plan is, but we have been invited on a sailing vessel, the America's Cup Charter, and Sail to Win. Wanted to know if we can accommodate 9 people on a beautiful sailing vessel. If anybody wants to go out, we could get down there early Thursday. We could do it after the show Friday. It's up to you guys. I know Wiggy doesn't love boats, doesn't love the water, but
no.
We could...
A sailboat, though, is nice. Not fast.
Nope.
You wouldn't do a sailboat?
Nah, because I don't like the way they lean and everything like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They lean. If we separate everybody on various sides of the boat, maybe we could balance things out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my size, I don't trust it. Yeah.
You're worried about the lean.
Yeah.
Yeah, when coming about. Yeah.
John Henry boat, I'm on it all day long.
Okay. Well, yes. That's, I mean, somebody died on that. So.
Well, I mean, that's a yacht. I mean, people die all over the place, Curtis. We got to still continue to go places.
That's right.
Do we get Mrs. Wiggins on this trip? Because I know she loved Newport last time.
No, you probably won't get her because my son's flying back from Arizona Thursday night. So you probably won't get her.
Big family trip for my family. My parents are coming. My Auntie Kathy.
Oh,
my cousin Brooke. Santa will be there.
Oh, really? Okay. Huh? Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Big trip. Yeah.
Can I vote for Friday?
Yeah.
Because Thursday weather doesn't look quite as good.
Okay.
But I don't want to ruin weekend plans if anybody's going right somewhere.
Well, yeah. I don't know. This is my moving week, which is a complete cluster F nightmare. Is there anything worse than moving?
No.
Well, not being able to pay people to do it, Greg.
But
you know, if I'm anything, I'm cheap. Right. I'm trying to do as much of it myself as I can.
It sucks. No matter how bad you make it, it's always worse. It's just the worst.
And apparently, I need to, throw out a lot of my stuff, the stuff that I love. I'm told that I'm a hoarder
that's never good.
We're using this moving opportunity as a... an opportunity to get rid of things. Like they're all things that have meaning to me. And so I don't know why I need to get rid of everything that I love.
Storage unit for that, though.
Huh?
You could get a storage unit.
You know
I'm with Lindsay.
How expensive a storage unit is?
Well, you're already paying $20,000 a month for a place. What's another five?
That's not accurate, but yes.
I think if and what I've heard is that Lindsay did, bless her, go back to start the move over the weekend, correct?
No, she ended up staying. So the move begins today. It's going to be on me.
Well, I mean, if it has value to you and it's like an AAF foosball table, maybe it's time to get rid of it.
I do have a lot of... Curtis, I have been in this business for nearly 35 years. I have a lot of memories in my memorabilia.
Yeah, you don't want to get rid of that.
Office, it's not memories. You just don't throw out your notes from the day before.
Right.
You are kind of a hoarder.
I'm really not a hoarder.
Water bottles are everywhere.
Greg, by the way, I think about the move that you're embarking upon, and it's just so funny to me that you and Lindsay are great. I'm happy for you both. But, you've reignited your worst nightmare, where you're constantly being told you're wrong and to change. Yes,
I know.
It's this cycle of...
I mean, I like it. Yeah. I appreciate the input. That's what you have a partner for.
Yeah.
Hold on to that stuff, though, because you don't want... Let's say your great-great-great-grandkids one day happen to be on the radio, and they give a Jackson Lee. My grandfather had, this signed... I don't know, guitar pass or whatever they call those roach passes by somebody famous. And the next thing you know, it turns out that you become like Jackson, and two Babe Ruth autographs later, they can't find them.
But, Greg, the storage facility is the greatest racket. I've never had one. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But in the new circles of James's school, the people are bazillionaires. And they talk about these temperature-controlled storage facilities.
Yeah.
But they're more expensive than a one-bedroom.
Yeah, and once they get you in there...
They keep jacking up the price.
They keep jacking the price up. Lindsay has one.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And it started off, $125 a month or whatever it is.
Then it goes up.
Then it goes up
every month.
They keep raising the price.
Yeah, I got one.
Because they got you.
Yeah.
You have one?
I have one, yeah. And unfortunately, that's what it does. That's why you got to trust sometimes. And then you got to get maybe the smaller ones where if it goes up, it's not going up that bad. But if you have a lot of stuff, you might need the bigger one.
Is that where you keep the most valuable Vikings cruise member trophy?
No.
Oh,
I told you, I'm not a boat guy.
Well, you were a boat guy on that, baby.
No, I wasn't. I was never on that boat.
Oh, you weren't on that boat?
The way you heard that one from. I was never in Chick-fil-A.
Amen.
It was in the news.
You were framed.
It was in the news. It was a famous thing, story.
My name never popped up in the news.
I never knew about it, but then when we started working together and it kept coming up, I did Google it.
Yeah. And my name's nowhere to be found.
I am boating today.
It's like any bachelor party, though.
But yes on the America's Cup sale or no? I mean, or we want to keep talking about it.
Yeah,
let's keep talking.
By, yeah.
All right.
See how big the boat is first.
We will.
That's a no.
That's a no, I think.
Doesn't Bezos have a sailboat?
What about 22 Bowens? You want dinner again at 22 Bowens?
Yes.
Yeah, that place was good.
Arguably the best restaurant in Newport. Very, very good. Excellent. If you like fine dining.
And that was a little cool area where it was located.
Yes.
A little like kind of on the dock area.
Right. Yeah. That's where Griff famously thought that your mom was Curtis's wife.
Correct.
Is the low point of your
and
mom's
life.
And
then when we were at the trading post, Griff looked at Jess and said, "Is that Curtis's wife?" I said, "Yes." Nailed it this time. Yes. Nailed
one
it.
One for two. He's almost there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it is shocking when you see somebody who is as attractive as Jess with Curtis.
Yes.
Like, it's really, it's a, you wonder if she's blind or something.
She's paid monthly.
She is. All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Well, they said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city, those who drive, those who construct, those who care for others. Please nominate your hero who has been responsible for helping to build this great city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. And there are fantastic prizes. So go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where do you want to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Red Sox, who have struggled over the last three games to score any kind of runs. Here was Rob Refsnyder after yesterday's game and, you know, just kind of saying it how it is.
I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care about promise, and we lost. Yeah, it's frustrating. Tired of losing close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games, bottom line.
Yeah, particularly, you know, when Garrett is throwing like that, you know, does that amplify the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. We feel like every time he goes on the mound, it's a great thing for us. Such a competitor. Everyone loves him. It's just disappointing that we can't come through for him. Yeah, we just got to figure out. Like you said, there's some good at-bats here and there, and then, you know, but we're just not getting the job done. It's not for lack of effort or you know, work ethic, game planning. It's just, you know, we're not doing it. We suck right now. We got to just be better.
Well, at least he's being honest.
Yeah.
They do stink right now.
They do.
That was not the expectation because you invested. So in the offseason, you invested in this baseball team.
Yeah.
And the result is not what you thought it would be on May 27th. I don't think. And I don't know. How long can you keep using the rest of the division stinks excuse or justification?
I don't think you can no more because you're in such a deep hole behind the Yankees that I don't. Yeah, the rest of the division might stink, but the Yankees are pretty good, so they keep putting distance between themselves and you. So now it's like, all right, when do we look? All right, are we too far out of division? Now your focus becomes the wild card. I think the question becomes. And I don't think Cora's going anywhere, but what does he do differently that maybe changes some stuff up?
A couple of quick nuggets. The Red Sox are closer to last place than they are first.
Yep.
And in games managed completely by Alex Cora, you are 25-29. And this, I'm sorry, you can't blame the roster. Ordinarily, you could blame the GM, right? Like, let's say Theo brings in a guy, Francona's got to figure it out, it's on Theo. The issues that resulted from the Bregman acquisition were entirely on Alex Cora because he was the one most pushing for that signing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, it is so shocking. Opening day, Trevor Story going yard back to back. Willy Abreu looked like Hank Aaron. Like, we're all moving, and now it's like they're just dead. How do you not win that game yesterday? Crochet was dealing. You've lost two straight. You need to get things figured out. And then you get it to within a run. Duran with a single. It's 3-2. Bases chucked.
Yep.
Ninth inning, nothing. Lose again. Just a kick in the nuts.
Is there a chance?
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
There's an insider who says you are no longer allowed to talk baseball on this radio station.
All right. Who's that insider?
Brooksy, your guy, Will Middlebrooks.
Well, I mean, Brooksy
just sent me a text and said Wiggy is banned from talking baseball. He just condemned Cora for not playing the infield with two outs. Yep. LOL.
Brooksy.
LOL.
Remember, Brooksy, I was all city. He played in the major leagues. There's a big difference. Got to be a little bit more aggressive. But is there ever a point this season?
I thought you're not listening to Will Middlebrooks.
No.
Said you're not allowed to talk.
You lost that game because of a dribbler down the third baseline. If your infield was in, Meyer makes that play. And now you're only still down 2-1. You come up, I think it was the ninth inning, you come up, you tie the ball game, and then now you're in the extra innings. You lost that game because you played too soft, and you got to always protect yourself. Anybody who knows, they'll tell you, playing those guys that play in the Babe Ruth League down on the South Shore, they'll tell you, that situation, you got to be.
Talking about the Cape Cod League?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be ready for the bleeders down the third baseline.
Babe Ruth on the South Shore versus the Cape Cod League is a big difference.
Well, isn't there a Babe Ruth League?
Well, yeah, I played on that Babe Ruth League.
Oh, okay.
But that's not that's like for 14-year-olds.
No, I think it's us.
It was actually a Baby Ruth League that you were in.
Might be high schoolish, Sean.
At least I didn't ride a bench like you, Double Zero.
Oh.
Moving day, Greg from left field.
That's it.
I love the Baby Ruth.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you really a Baby Ruth guy?
No, I haven't seen.
I was gonna say those candies stink.
Do they still make it?
Because that's the one with coconut, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're thinking of Almond Joy. Baby Ruth is the one with chocolate and nuts, and it's pretty good.
Right. Baby Ruth hasn't been famous since Caddyshack.
Right. Exactly. Almond Joy has nuts.
But he said coconut.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Almond Joy's a
great jingle.
Yeah. Almond Joy has coconut in it. Yeah. Once he said coconut,
coconut is nasty.
Knew exactly what he was talking about. I mean, Brooksy, him and I, we could agree to disagree, but you play Aaron Field in a little more aggressive. You make that play.
Wow, he tweeted at you too.
Oh,
yeah. Because your lead was tweeted. Love you, Wiggy, but anyone who plays the game or even casually watches it knows the infield will never play in with two outs. Come on, man.
Casually watches it.
Really, Brooks? That's why they lost the game.
That's what he just said.
Well, that's the difference between him and I. I'm aggressive. That is the difference.
He's basically saying that you don't even casually watch baseball.
Well, I mean, you know, I do casually watch it. I told you.
All right, what's next?
We can pivot away from baseball here. Aaron Rodgers was asked about the possibility of playing for the New Orleans Saints. Here's what he said.
Our free agent now. Would you ever consider playing for the Saints and making us great again? Because you know.
No. That's the answer.
Aaron, next question.
I've played there a couple times, but... I'm too old. I don't want to live in Louisiana. Sorry.
Well,
go away.
All right. Well, that leaves basically one option.
It's the Steelers or bust. Steelers.
Well, yeah. He's trying to say the Vikings are an outside shot.
Does he really want to complete the Brett Favre?
I tried to watch him on Rogan, and I lasted like 10 minutes. He's just so annoying.
Doesn't somebody in his family got cancer or something like that?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers. Now, what the thing he was talking about? I thought I saw that out there in the social media words. Unless it was a coach erection.
I hope that's not the case. But,
well,
you're right. Aaron Rodgers reveals a close family member dealing with cancer.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, because everybody, like, what could he be dealing with? And I thought I saw that.
Or someone close to him. It doesn't say family, but.
No, I saw over the weekend Danica Patrick said that he did. Mentally, he did a number on her.
Yeah.
I don't
ask Cap.
She's still trying to.
Wasn't he the little spoon in that relationship?
Well,
was that one or the Olivia Munn relationship?
Olivia Munn said that he was less than talented in the bedroom.
Right. He strikes me as a selfish lover, but that's the reason why he and his family apparently don't get along is because of Olivia Munn. So. But yes, you're right, Danica Patrick, emotional abuse.
Okay.
But that's not surprising because you call him a narcissist all the time.
100% he's a narcissist. I mean,
if you're with Danica Patrick, you can't drive to dinner, right?
No. No way. She does all the driving.
Yeah.
Or she's going to be like, speed it up here, Slowpoke.
I just saw something that has shook me. I don't know if it's him, so I don't want to share it yet, but I just sent it to the group. I think Bill Simmons got into a massive pickleball fight over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So we have to verify this. I don't know. It's just, you know, X is its own Wild West right now. So.
Pickleball does get intense, so.
Oh, this is intense.
He's like throwing haymakers. I don't.
What?
I was in a park in Auburndale yesterday, and there were two pickleball courts. And there were people playing. I still don't get it. It's not that bad. Like, I was there for almost 2 hours. You hear it back and forth. I don't understand people losing their mind.
Well, it's like we talked about it on the show last week, but the people in the Seaport that are trying to stand up and prevent the pickleball place from being built. Like,
right.
You live in the city. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. And Cisco's loud on the other side of the street.
That has to be fake.
It's a piercing sound. It's pop, 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 pop. I wear headphones sometimes when I'm outside. I can't sit on the deck. I haven't sat on the deck in 2 years.
He's pretty good, though, Bill Simmons.
So we're watching this on Twitch.
Is that him, though?
I don't know. They're saying that he denies it afterwards. Ryan Russillo asked, and he said, I don't play pickleball. And then Russillo retorted, that's what you should tell the jury.
Now, if it is him, he's holding his own against three dudes. Give him credit.
Ping, 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 ping.
But Bill Simmons strikes me as someone that would fight over a pickleball match.
Pickleball is the future. It is.
You were right.
Right again.
What? You were right. Even in this economy.
Yeah, they're popping up everywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, what's next, Sean?
Next, Greg, Jaylen Brown had a pop-up over the weekend for his 741 Productions, and he actually spoke to NBC 10 about the city of Boston and it being his home. Here was Jaylen Brown.
Boston is home, so I've been here for 10 years of my life, so even though, like, sometimes online or in the media, there's, like, a lot of noise, you know, once you get out in the community, it's a lot of love and genuine connections, and I get to see that today. Like, people here are standing in the rain for hours. Some people stayed overnight, you know, just to be here and to support, and that means more than anything to me. You should expect for me to come out and leave my heart on the floor every single night next year. You expect me to just continue to improve and just look forward to, like, taking matters into my own hands.
All right. Well, he's gonna be the guy next year. There'll be no Tatum. Tatum, it looks like, you know, is obviously gonna be done for a good part of next year. So it'll be all on your shoulders. You know, I guess it just depends what they're gonna put around them.
Yeah, that's the question: is who will end up being around him. What do you think Al Horford is going to do? Is he going to play another year?
I think he's going to retire.
I something where that he wanted to come back and play.
Yeah, I think they all say that in the beginning, but I think probably the more that he looks at what's ahead of him, would you come back if you were Al Horford for a season that's probably going to be a low one?
Probably not.
Even if
he does come back, what is Al Horford like? You know, I mean, he's a good leader in the, you know, as far as his voice.
Yeah.
But I think he's, you know, the game's kind of taking a step back a little bit.
Did you get any scoop from Pete Pritch about the future?
We don't talk basketball when we're out.
Jeez.
We're out.
No hoops talk, huh?
Pritch, please.
When we're on the island, me and Pritch, we don't talk about anything. No work-related stuff.
You guys didn't get no shots up. I'm surprised you didn't get no shots up, though.
No. I'm too old for that.
Right.
Oh, you mean pictures?
No, just some couple shots. You know, when you're at the island, hey, let's get the balls, get shots up. No one-on-one, you know. Yeah. Couple shots.
Busy. all right. Is that it?
That'll do it today,
okay,
Greg.
Okay, that is They Said It. Courtney and Today's News next. It is a 2-for Tuesday, and that means you can win Red Sox tickets every hour all day. And we will start next hour, so 8:30 this morning and then 9:30 and all day at the bottom of every hour. Your chance to win Sox tickets. But right now, Courtney with Today's News.
Well, there was a stabbing outside the Han nightclub in Alston over the weekend, leaving two injured. It happened around 2 a.m. yesterday morning. No arrests have been made, and the two injured are expected to be okay. They said they found one person inside the nightclub and one outside. So they believe an altercation started inside, moved outside. But no, like I said, no arrests have been made. Police are searching for anybody with information.
That's in beautiful, safe Alston.
Correct.
Massachusetts, right down the street from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Correct.
Where we are
yes.
every morning.
Yep.
All right. Be careful out there.
Yes. There's a wild crypto torture case in the news.
I've been following this one.
It's bananas.
It's nuts.
Yeah. So Kentucky crypto king John Woltz was arrested on Friday for allegedly kidnapping and torturing wealthy trader Michael Valentino Teofrasto Carterin. He's a ritzy crypto guy
from Italy. Right?
Yep. And it happened in at a townhouse on Prince Street in Manhattan. So
they kidnapped him.
They kidnapped him and tortured him, but Michael escaped and got to police saying that they were trying to get his Bitcoin password. He says he was urinated on, tied to a chair and tasered while his feet were in a bucket of water and pistol whipped. Damn. He had his arms and legs cut with a chainsaw. Jesus.
Did he give up the Bitcoin password?
No.
Wow. He didn't?
I do not believe he gave it up.
That's a soldier right
now,
there.
Now, Woltz was arraigned on kidnapping, unlawful imprisonment, and weapons possession charges and ordered to be held without bail in Manhattan criminal court. His assistant, 24-year-old Beatriz, was released. I believe Jackson grabbed audio of her on the street after being released.
Can you tell me why you got arrested?
I'm not arrested.
Okay, but you were arrested and released.
Okay.
So this is a chance to tell us your side of the story.
Everything is going to be told, but with a lawyer, I can't make any comments right now.
But this is a chance to give us your side of the story.
I know, I'm sorry,
because your name is associated with this whole crime and the kidnapping.
Wow.
There was also a Swiss crypto guy who was wanted on connection to this, and he was partying it up in the Hamptons for Memorial Day weekend, but they did get him after.
Okay.
So, but he did get to enjoy his weekend.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, not giving up your password, that's going all out.
Yeah.
Chainsaw to the kneecaps, too.
Well, you know how much a Bitcoin is going for these days? I mean, big money.
Yeah, it's pretty good money.
Right.
73 people, including 21 kids, were arrested during the holiday weekend chaos on the Jersey Shore. There were fights, stabbings that led to the boardwalk and Seaside Heights being closed. Three men were part of the stabbings and refused to cooperate with police, so there were no arrests specifically made for that. Hundreds of police officers were sent there for the weekend to try to keep things under control as an estimated 100,000 showed up to enjoy the holiday weekend.
Oh, they get 100,000 people there on the beach at the same time?
Correct.
Of course they're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I stayed one night at the Sea Garden Motel right after graduating high school with three buddies. It was the worst motel I have ever been in. And it was the dumbest idea. We went there before getting our fakes in Greenwich Village, and it was like you had to be 21 legit because there's a million people there. So we just sat there like idiots.
I didn't know that the Jersey Shore was a big place to go for Memorial Day weekend.
Did you never watch Jersey Shore?
A little bit.
Where did that take place?
I believe it was Jersey Shore.
Yeah, Seaside Heights specifically.
I didn't know that was a big turnout for the...
Also,
for Memorial Day.
Can I just bring up some social media controversy that I'm in right now?
Of course.
So my friends and I, we were in Maine for the weekend, and we did like different theme nights just to make it so that we weren't just sitting around eating and doing the same thing every night. So
theme nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one night.
Tell me you're bougie without telling me you're bougie.
No,
but go ahead.
No, so we had just, one of our friends had just gotten this book, this coffee table book, that was what each president served during their time in the White House. Uh-huh. Drinks, food, the whole shebang.
All right.
So we decided.
My favorite night was try and be middle class.
Does the book turn into a coffee table?
It does not. It just sits on a coffee table.
Oh, okay.
So we decided that each couple was going to pick a presidential couple, dress up as them, and then serve whatever drink that they served at the White House. It was a way to bring in different drinks, have a little party.
Right. Yeah.
It was.
I mean, it sounds like a real banger.
It was.
Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, it was spectacular.
Uh-huh.
People are very upset with me in the comments of the TikTok I posted saying, like, do you even know what Memorial Day is for? And this is tone deaf. I'm like, well, first of all, Theodore Roosevelt, JFK, and Reagan all served in the military, but this wasn't a Memorial Day party. It was just because we did theme nights.
Uh-huh.
And what is it? So you hanging out, getting drunk on a boat is honoring those who fell during their time serving?
A little insensitive that Santo dressed as Franklin Delano Roosevelt, though. In the wheelchair.
Oh,
no, he didn't.
By the way, if we're gonna,
Who are you two?
Jackie O and JFK.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we served classic daiquiris. That's what they served. Yeah.
Don't you need like the head scarf over to complete the Jackie O, though?
I had that on.
But in that case,
yeah,
Courtney.
I didn't see it.
Santo would have to begin the night with you and end it with someone else.
That's true.
But can I make a personal note about Courtney? I'm concerned.
Oh.
Mitch has this picture. She returned home. And do you know those Amazon buckets that they have in the entry point, the foyer of buildings?
Oh, God.
Yes.
This is what Santo was greeted by after a weekend away. Those are all for Courtney.
Wow.
I mean, talk about traitors.
Somebody likes Amazon.
Shime's got a traitor. Santo trading me into Curtis.
Look at this. Very nice chairs, by the way.
Is that all from like Revolve or something like that?
No, I mean, some of it is like PR, and then other stuff is stuff I bought.
PR?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many is that? That's like when Portnoy would do unboxing in the pandemic. Like, there's 200 purchases.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a problem.
PR? So you can pay it off some of those boxes?
No, that's all stuff that she bought.
No, it is not. That is not true. Wiggy is right. I got sent some of that stuff.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is why you keep complaining about not having a house. This is why.
No, that's because of the market, and we haven't found what we like. Every paycheck, I put money into our savings.
There you go.
I have no issue there. My credit card is perfect. Okay. Good credit score.
There you go. Good credit score, Courtney. Yep. That's the most important thing.
What other presidents were represented at the theme night?
Roosevelt's.
Okay.
The Reagans.
Which Roosevelt?
Theodore.
Oh, okay.
Was he carrying a big stick?
No. I believe that they were the second couple, but the Reagans were in their ranch stage.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then Bill Clinton and Monica.
Very offensive to Hillary.
Yeah, that is true. Right. She's slipping on in with the dress.
Yeah.
Is that Monica?
Yeah, that's Monica. All right. And then the Bush twins.
Oh.
The Bush twins?
Yes.
They weren't presidents.
No, I know, but our last, like our dinner party, Maggie and Lily are sisters, so they went as the
Bush. Where are the Obamas? Why are they not represented?
Right. Fair point.
Well, somebody commented and said, I stayed for this whole video to make sure nobody was racist. So, nope, we weren't. We're not.
Santo doesn't really look like JFK.
We were doing summer JFK. We were doing Cape Cod JFK.
I feel like maybe a white shirt would have went better, like for back in the old days in the 50s. But then again, I could be wrong. He just looks like he got some J's on his feet. I don't know.
I'm definitely going to need Chick-fil-A after this conversation.
And by the way, Courtney, just my first guess when I saw this on social media, my guess it was your idea and you were going to be the Kennedys.
It was not. It was not my idea.
Some people are very into it, like the people who did the Roosevelts. Yeah. You and Santo kind of half-assed it.
Yeah,
everybody loved ours.
You didn't do anything to get ready for
it.
Yeah,
it's just like
you mailed it in.
Yeah. No, sorry that I dress very similarly to Jackie O. So it's not that big of a jump.
But I thought it should be
my fashion icon.
The face thing, though, like, doesn't her scarf usually come underneath the chin?
Semantics? I don't know.
Well, I mean, then if he's wearing a white shirt, I feel like it was a lot more back in the days, like, you would see them in the golf shirts. They were more white than blue. But then again, I don't know.
Sorry, we had fun.
I don't know. Yeah,
I feel like when I saw Sinatra and them at the golf course, they had the white shirts on.
And that was the – how many theme nights did you do?
Well, we only had three nights there.
It was a theme night every night?
Well, the first night we went out –
when was the swap your spouse with somebody else's spouse night?
Never. Never. It was a big group, though. There were babies involved. There were dogs. It was really fun.
Did you invite locals in to see if they could spot the knockoff handbag? Or
no.
Was that...
All right, we got to take a quick break.
Thank God.
We will be back with the rest of today's news next.